The difference between coaching and mentoring. So this is a conversation I started with Anya van Beek, leadership and HR expert and executive coach, just last week on the show. And I asked her to outline what exactly the difference is between coaching and what is the difference between mentoring, which is exactly what she did. But I thought we'd get into this just a little bit more. And Anya, I thought I want us to start with coaching. You explained exactly what it is, but for those that missed it, very quickly again, coaching, what exactly is that?
So I want the listeners to think of coaching as a management style where you as the leader or manager are less of the expert. You're not directive telling the member what to do. Instead, you ask questions for that team member to explore their own alternatives.
I like that. Okay, so questions need to be asked, right? And coaching is also about helping individuals overcome challenges and obstacles that are preventing them from reaching their full potential, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I want to offer a framework that people can use. There's a misconception to think that coaching needs to be an hour conversation, which is not the case. You can literally coach on your way back from a client or after a meeting that the team member facilitates. So you actually need a few minutes to support them. Now, what's the GROW model or the framework? That's called the GROW model. And the acronym GROW stands for goal, reality, options, and will. So in that 15 minute that you have with a team member, you ask, what is the real issue for you? What is it that you wanted to achieve? So let's say it's coming back from the client. The team member might have said, I'm not so happy about the way that I presented the proposal, and then you focus on the goal. So what is it that you want to change? What exactly is it that you want to do different? Get clarity on what's the goal. Then asking the reality. So what in your view did you do that did not work so well? So again, you focus on what's the current reality, what is not working, who's involved, what would you like to do better? And then you start to explore some options. Okay, so what are alternatives that you can focus on? How would someone you look up to implement this? Looking at someone with 5 years more experience, what could they do differently? And then ending with a will as to, okay, now that you've explored that, what are you going to do next? What's your next step? What is our way forward? And that's a small framework or a easy, simple framework to use in the moment to coach and get different results.
Beautifully said. Anya van Beek, leadership and HR expert and executive coach, chatting about coaching, especially if you are in a position of leadership and how it is that you can coach those that have been entrusted to you.